Hello, welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue our readings in the book of Judges, and we're on to Gideon now, the judge that we read about from Judges chapter 6. We're going to pick this up in Judges 7, and I will read from verse 1 to verse 8. Let's pray for God's presence and help. Lord, as we continue to tread these less worn paths of your word, we pray that you would stretch our minds, fire our hearts, and equip us for daily living in the 21st century, in the here and now, in the particular set of circumstances that we face. Speak to us, O Lord, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Judges chapter 7, and beginning to read from verse 1. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Harod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that our own strength has saved her. Announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them out for you there. If I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink." 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place." So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and the trumpets of the others. If you know a story from Judges, and you know just one, it might possibly be this one, Gideon defeating the Midianites with just 300 men, and indeed going into battle without weapons, with torches and with trumpets. This also, as with the reading we had yesterday, is one that I think can be misinterpreted. And indeed, I've heard this being misinterpreted. I've heard preaching on this passage, which speaks of Gideon as a great military strategist. He cut down the number of men until he had a band of crack troops. And the fact that people drank with their hands to their mouths showed that they were alert and ready to go into battle. But that really flies in the face of the text that we have in front of us. This is not a great military strategy to get rid of the vast majority of your men and to face a large army with just a handful of troops. And surely it's not a great strategy to put aside your weapons and just to have flaming torches and trumpets. The whole point of this is that it's not a great military strategy, so that Israel are unable to boast that they have won the victory themselves. It's a profound and powerful spiritual truth that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. The Apostle Paul had to learn it when he had his thorn in the flesh. And we see it writ large in the life and death of Jesus. On the cross, he died a criminal's death in loneliness and isolation, pinned helplessly, unable to flick a fly away from his nose or to wipe the sweat and blood from his face. Weakness. But in weakness, God's great victory over sin and death and all the powers of hell was accomplished. We may feel weak. We may feel that we are not in control. But in that case, God may use us in wonderful ways today. And he will use us because in weakness his strength is made perfect. Perhaps it's because we depend on him more and so we know more of his power. But it's also because the glory and the praise goes to him. When we're weak, it's clear that we can't achieve very much, if anything at all. And so when something happens, God, in his grace and mercy, comes in his power, and all the glory goes to him. I'm a speaker, a preacher, and I sense that often God uses my weakest stumbling efforts to glorify him. There have been times in my life in church leadership when I felt hopelessly out of my depth. I also felt like this at times in the college where I used to teach and be in leadership. But in those times of weakness, God can give resilience beyond our natural ability, strength and wisdom beyond what we have. And he works powerfully, just as he worked powerfully here for Gideon. Do you feel that you're facing insurmountable odds? Do you feel that you've just got a handful of people with you and a vast and mighty army arrayed against you? Do you feel so weak and discouraged? Today, God might be about to use you to accomplish some great thing. Maybe in the life of just one individual, maybe in the lives of many. May God strengthen you. May God bless you. May God be with you. May you know this profound and powerful truth. God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. Let's pray together. As we reflect, we recognize that in this story from Judges 7 and in the Gospel, we see ourselves and God in right relationship. We see him as the great and mighty Lord and Saviour, the one who reveals himself in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we see our weakness. We bow in your presence and we say we need your help. I know that there have been times in leadership in the past where I've almost acted as if I were the Messiah, and I've had to be reminded, you are not the Messiah, you follow the Messiah. Lord, we want to be reminded of that, each one of us today. Lord, we are weak. We confess it before you. We are totally and utterly dependent on you. If there is anything of any lasting worth that is going to be achieved, it will be you who has done it. You from first to last. You, Lord Jesus, are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the great and the mighty one. And so come in your strength and strengthen us, we pray. May we win mighty victories for you today, and may all who see and hear glorify not ourselves but yourself, because all will have seen that you and you only have done this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.